Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Total Information AM. I'm Megan Lynch along with Tom Ackerman, and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu pledging to launch an incursion into the southern Gaza city of Rafah, even as ceasefire negotiations between Israel and Hamas appear to be gaining steam. Joining us this morning, CBS military analyst, retired Colonel Jeff McCausland. Thank you so much for being with us. A lot of people are asking how much Netanyahu's statements could impact those truce talks right now. What do you think?
Well, this is part of the negotiations outside of the room, Megan. Obviously, the negotiators have been talking back and forth on the exchange. Seems to be the craft along the lines of potentially up to 33 Israeli hostages being released and returned, literally, for thousands of Palestinians detained in Israeli jails. But Netanyahu making his comment is, I would argue, is still part of that broader negotiation, in that, obviously, if this particular offensive begins, that will basically scupper or end the negotiations over the hostages. He well knows that. By making that particular threat, though, he's putting more and more pressure on Hamas to quickly come to a decision and hopefully accept this particular agreement.
Would this be a long-term ceasefire or temporary?
It's going to be temporary, I think, initially, in that they're talking about up to 45 days of ceasefire. During that period of time, again, the Israelis obviously would not conduct this offensive into Rafah, which the United States, by the way, has been very opposed to. The situation there is pretty dire. You got about 1.3 million Palestinians crammed into this town of Rafah at the southern end of the Gaza Strip that prior to hostilities had a population of about 300,000. And we've seen over 34,000 Palestinians killed so far, maybe 75,000 injured. So obviously a major offensive into a densely packed urban area like that would sadly result in even more casualties. So it remains to be seen whether or not that will move forward or if, in fact, we'll go to a ceasefire for a temporary period of time.
As you know, Netanyahu has been saying that Israel's not going to stop until their objectives are met, and that's to wipe out the Hamas leaders that perpetrated the October 7th attack. So, I mean, should we absolutely take him at his word, and regardless of any ceasefire that may happen, that ultimately Israeli troops will go into Gaza again?
Yeah, it's really a possibility, Megan. I mean, he may have to compromise on those objectives. I mean, the destruction of Hamas clearly is a stated objective, but so is a release of the hostages, a major objective. And these may, in some people's minds, be in conflict. There's also many who believe that, can you really truly destroy Hamas? Because in many ways, it's a movement as opposed to just one organization. Clearly, you can kill off the leadership, but so far, at least the Israelis have only, to the best of my knowledge, been able to kill one of the senior leaders of Hamas. But most people I know who talk about a final settlement, if one could be crafted, suggest that if Hamas was not destroyed, its leadership would have to leave the Gaza Strip in any agreement that the Israelis might sign up to.
Is Antony Blinken in Tel Aviv today?
I'm unsure if he's in Tel Aviv or en route, Tom. He was in Saudi Arabia meeting with the Crown Prince, the foreign minister of Saudi Arabia, as well as other Gulf leaders on the situation in Israel. And that's part of what's going on as well, because in the background, Netanyahu knows what he's being offered is normalization with Saudi Arabia, which would be a game changer for the Middle East, in return for accepting some level of a two-state solution for the Palestinian people, which obviously the Saudis want. In addition, the Saudis want more military assistance from the United States, some kind of an alliance between the United States and Saudi Arabia, a defensive alliance, and American assistance in establishing a Saudi civil nuclear capability. And those things all hang in the balance because, obviously, if we can't get to a ceasefire and we can't move in that direction, then all those possibilities, many of which would be very attractive to Netanyahu, will go away.
How delicate is our relationship with Israel right now? Or is this just one of those understandings that both sides know there's going to be rhetoric on both sides?
I think it's very delicate at the moment, Megan, to tell you the truth. I mean, historically, the United States has been, obviously, Israel's strongest ally. We provide, even prior to this war, about $3.5 billion in military aid to Israel every single year. I mean, we've been doing that for years and years and years. And the American people stood by Israel when it was formed in 1949. But as time has gone on and generations have changed, younger generations in the United States today, I think, are a bit more askance about why the United States supports Israel seemingly in an unconditional fashion. And we're seeing that played out across colleges and universities all over the United States. And it's very certain that President Biden and leaders in the Democratic Party are very, very aware of that.
CBS military analyst Colonel Jeff McCausland, as always, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, guys.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.